The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Always good to catch up with Congressman William Timmons for our Tuesday with Timmons. Good morning, Congressman. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Joey. I'm doing as good as you can do. I'm at home, social distancing like everyone else.
Yes. So I hadn't planned to necessarily talk about this, but as far as your schedule, when will you guys be back in Washington? Or do you have plans yet?
I got an email yesterday. The Senate and the House are not scheduled to go back to D.C. until April 20th. And the email I got from Steve Scalise said that it would be – that's the earliest we will go back.
Yes.
So we are home for a bit. I got married last July, and I have not been home this much in the entire time I've been married. So it's kind of nice to be at home with my wife. We have been cooking and cleaning and – doing dishes like everyone else has. It's been a different experience, but we're making the most of it.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad you're able to spend some time home. So let's talk for a minute, Congressman. Of course, you guys passed the largest relief type package in our country's history. I've had a lot of questions, emails, text messages from people, small business owners, just individuals saying, okay, you know, I've read about this, I've heard about it, how is it going to help me? So let's offer some specifics if we can, and start with those small businesses, like that small restaurant who's had to be closed now for a few weeks. How are we going to be able to help them?
Well, let's start at the beginning, which is $1,200 to every single American that paid taxes on less than $75,000 worth of income the last year they filed taxes. So that's the beginning. $1,200 to every American, $500 to every child. And that's going to be there. It's just free money. It's literally, there's no taxes on it. There's no impact long term. It's just going to be a check or a direct deposit. And that's to make sure that people are able to eat, pay rent, pay mortgage, and get by for the next few weeks while we're essentially shutting down portions of the economy to make sure that we save as many lives as possible. As for small businesses, there's $350 billion to the Small Business Administration, and banks are going to be able to provide loans to businesses to keep making their payroll, to pay rent, to pay their utilities. And that, if they employ 90% of the people that they employ right now for 2 years, that money, that loan will be forgiven. So it is an opportunity for small businesses to get some help from the government to make sure they stay open as long as possible.
Sure.
There's also the bill we passed, phase two. We're talking about phase three right now, but phase two provides an opportunity for businesses to continue. It's just for payroll. But there's ways for the government to provide liquidity to small businesses. And anybody that's interested in any of this can reach out to my office in the right direction and provide feedback. We can't provide legal advice or business advice, but we are happy to give you the resources that we have, and we're here to help. That's what we're doing. We're working hard.
Do you guys have a link on your website on how, say for example, that small restaurant, how they and where they go to actually apply for this?
We do. We do.
Okay.
Timmons.house.gov is our website, and we have a number of links on there for COVID-19, whether it is best practices for social distancing or small business loans or really everything you could need is on our website. But anybody that's having any issues is welcome to call. I've been taking really hundreds of calls in the last couple weeks. Everybody knows my number, but I'm going to go ahead and give it out one more time. It's 864-616-8821, and we're here to help, and we're just doing our best to keep everybody calm, and we're going to get through this together.
Yeah. So back on this this loan, let me be sure I understand. So let's say you have a small business who had five employees when this started, and they receive one of these loans. If they have have five employees, not necessarily the same five employees, but they have five employees 2 years from now, or whatever that time period is, then that would be forgiven. Is that what you meant?
That is correct. That is correct. Okay. But again, there are stipulations on it, and it's important for people to understand that. And as any business decision, it has pros and cons. So just making sure people are going in eyes open, and it's definitely an opportunity, but there are risks. So everybody needs to make good decisions.
So how soon, when can people start applying, and then how soon after would they actually be able to get the help?
So the president signed the law on Friday, last Friday at 4 p.m., and really there's a ton of additional regulatory tech, how this is going to work, and it's still coming out. So banks are doing their – small banks and big banks are doing their best to understand exactly the rules surrounding these loans. People are already applying for them, and it's going to be a process. Your CPA, your tax attorney, your employment lawyers are in overdrive right now, trying to make sure they understand it and they can give the best advice possible. Anybody that's taking out a loan, they really have to consult their attorney and their CPA to make sure they understand exactly what they're getting into. And honestly, there's questions surrounding this that I don't have answers to yet.
Sure.
We're working on getting those answers, but it's going to be a process. So I would say the earliest anybody's going to be getting a check is, I would be surprised if it was Friday, but next week is definitely possible.
Okay. We're talking about a week or two rather than months.
Because of the way that they did it, the government is not technically responsible for it. It's banks. And small banks have the ability to, and they have existing relationships. So you're not reaching out to a banker and saying, you know, hello, I'm a small business owner. You have an existing relationship with that bank, and all they have to do is understand the process through which they can issue this loan. And they already have your personal financial statement. They already know your business. So it's not like you're starting from scratch. You're just taking an existing relationship and putting this new overlay on it and doing a loan. So hopefully it'll be quick.
Sure. With me this morning on the guest line, Congressman William Timmons. Now, Congressman, I've got a question for you here that just came in on the text line from Cheryl. She's a small business person, and saying that she had started research on doing a small business loan. She's saying, though, that she just heard that it will only pay, let me be sure I get this right, that it will only pay 25% of your overhead. She's saying, you know, if you know if that's the case or not.
My understanding is that is not the case. So it'll essentially replace your revenue on a month-by-month basis to allow you to cover all of your costs. Now, if your business was not in the best of situations originally, the bank is probably going to be reluctant to give you a larger loan than you had revenue.
Right.
But whatever your revenue was in the previous 6 months on average, you should be able to get a loan for that monthly revenue to replace that to continue to meet all of your obligations.
And I got to tell you, Congressman, last night as I was getting ready to go to sleep, I happened to come across a link that took me to the SBA page, and they had it was a four-page quick informational type thing. I mean, first they just wanted my name and then address and all, but on one of the pages, and it appeared to be the only information they ask. And now I'm sure the bank, as you said, you know, they're depending on that relationship that you've already had with the bank, but they basically wanted to know what your revenue was. I think it was 3 months prior to February, and then what your current revenue is now. And I'm assuming that, you know, they're going to take whatever that revenue was prior to this horrible incident we find ourselves in, and they don't want you to make more money, but they want you to make the same. That makes sense?
Is the objective. The objective is to create a cushion to allow us to take the precautions necessary to social distance. It's going to impact certain businesses more than other, and we're going to keep those businesses afloat because this will end. And we're, you know, hopefully 3-4 weeks away. We could be 6-8 weeks away, but this will end, and we will get back to normal, and we're going to get through this together.
You're so right. Congressman William Timmons, thank you again for your time. Glad that you're able to spend some time at home. That's if there's a positive side of this, and then that's it, that you're getting to spend time at home. And look, we all, I've been saying this for days now, look, if we're at home with our family, let's make that some good quality time. If we have to be here, let's make the best of it.
Hey, Joey, good to be with you as always. Stay safe.
All right, Congressman William Timmons, Tuesday with Timmons. Glad to catch up with him.